On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
A Kent man's recovering in Thailand after being involved in a scooter crash that killed his girlfriend, who was 6 months pregnant. Nicola's got the story for KMFM.
Danny Glass had been riding a bike with his girlfriend on the back when the crash happened in Phuket yesterday. It's understood she was hit by a lorry after they'd swerved to avoid a car. In a video posted on his Facebook page, the 29-year-old from Margate says he's struggling to come to terms with what's happened.
All I keep seeing is that image keep going through my head over and over. Over and over and over and over, it just won't stop. Just like, I miss her so much. It's like, is this a dream? Like, somebody wake me up from this nightmare.
Sophie Rose, who was 41 and had a 5-year-old son, was in the national news last year after saying women should breastfeed until their children are 8. She recently posted on her YouTube channel an update on her pregnancy. Danny says he's getting help to come to terms with her death and has paid tribute.
She's meant to be having my baby in 3 months. She was my twin flame. The person that understood me the most. She meant the world to me. And I meant the world to her.
And the truck's driver is being questioned by police.
KMFM News.
Around 20 firefighters are still at the scene of a fire at a fish and chip shop in Deal. It's believed to have started in a deep fat fryer in Beach Street at around 10 this morning. Several roads have had to be closed. We've got pictures and video at kentonline.co.uk. Police investigating reports of modern-day slavery have charged a man in Dover. The 29-year-old from London Road is accused of sex offences and forcing a person to perform labour. The offences are alleged to have happened between August and November last year, and he's due in court next month. Theresa May said there'd be a cap on gas and electricity prices if the Conservatives win the general election. Labour says it plans to put jobs first if it's leading the Brexit negotiations. The party's leader, Jeremy Corbyn, has been speaking at an event in Manchester.
Britain can be better. It can be transformed. It doesn't have to be like this. We can transform Britain into a country that, instead of being run for the rich, is one where everyone can lead richer lives.
Meantime, the Lib Dems have announced plans for a softer Brexit. UKIP wants to encourage more British students to come and pick fruit as part of their plans to deal with migration. And the Greens are promising to put an end to privatisation within the NHS. Police are investigating after a dog and 4 puppies were stolen from a house in Sittingbourne. The Cavalier King Charles Spaniel and her 2-week-old puppies were taken from the property in Oak Road in Merston last Thursday. Police have released a CCTV of a man on a motorbike who's wanted in connection with several burglaries across West Kent. A handbag and car keys were stolen from a house in Manor Drive in Longfield last Wednesday. It's been linked to several similar offences in Sevenoaks and Swanley. And council officials in Medway will discuss plans to close 19 children's centres this afternoon. Instead, the services will be centralised at 4 so-called super hubs to save money. Protests have been taking place this morning and another is planned for later. Around 40 mums were campaigning outside Gun Wharf in Chatham earlier.
My Twiddle Hand in Hand Children's Centre saved me. They got me through the separation. They helped me breastfeed my son for as long as I wanted. They gave my oldest son support when he was having nightmares.
The breastfeeding support at the Children's Centre has just been so helpful. Changed my life, changed my baby's life, making sure that I was able to breastfeed her, which was really important to me.
Joe's got a look at this afternoon's sports news now, starting with some good news for Chelsea fans.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops, where quality comes as standard.
Chelsea can win the Premier League title this Friday night at West Brom after a 3-0 victory over Middlesbrough at Stamford Bridge. The result also relegates their struggling opponents. Manager Antonio Conte says they're getting closer.
Honestly, yeah, for sure, this is a big step. It's a big step because now there are 3 games and we needed to take 3 points to win the title.
Britain's 3-time Tour de France cycling champion Chris Froome says he was deliberately knocked off his bike whilst training in the south of France. The team Sky Rider posted a picture of his wrecked bike on social media, saying an impatient driver followed him onto the pavement. Kent cricketer Sam Billings won't be flying back to play in the Indian Premier League for the Delhi Daredevils. His side are unable to qualify from the group stage, so he'll stay with Kent instead. He'll then go on to England's training camp in Spain ahead of the South Africa one-day series. And tickets for Ebbsfleet's National League South playoff final go on sale today. 2,200 500 are being made available to Fleet fans as they take on Chelmsford at Stonebridge Road on Saturday, hoping for promotion.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.